I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Yeah, let's touch wood, man.
Touch wood. Touch
wood. Arsenal will not win the Champions League this season.
Those stinky Amen. Hands won't even go near that trophy, bro.
Wow, the hands, not just any hands, the
sticky hands.
Anyway, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. We were missing last week, but we had some business to attend with the African Cup of Nations final that some people couldn't make it to. So I don't know why they're piping up. Why are you dancing? I feel like shame is free. You didn't make it there. You didn't even make it to the semi. You didn't make it out of your group.
Listen, we both went home with the same thing. Actually, we went home with lights. You didn't.
Have so you've even been recording for 1 minute?
Wait, hold on, but have you guys not learned from 90s, baby? So now you're cussing our light? Raw team, don't get cancelled, you know. Don't get cancelled, bro.
That came from
don't get cancelled, bro.
How did you go from 2+
we are in my country, we are suffering with the light. Like, we are at war with that light. So don't get cancelled, innit?
You're at war with your own light?
Yeah.
Switch?
Yeah. Yeah, don't get cancelled. That's what I'm saying. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, last week Sunday, Nigeria, unfortunately, were dismissed at the final. Ivory Coast were AFCON champions, but that's okay. It's no biggie.
Injecting.
At least some of us have won the AFCON in our lifetime.
In the Bible, it says, love thy neighbour. So I had to love thy neighbour. Ivory Coast are our neighbours.
Nigerian neighbours too.
No, we're literally directly next door to each
other. We're literally directly. How do you think we got rid of you from our country?
Here we go. Don't get cancelled.
Yeah, that's why they've got the bags. Don't get the bags are named after them.
Did you not learn from 90s babies? Don't get cancelled.
We're at war with our bags.
Let me just mind my Caribbean business.
It's okay, we've got corporate America in the summer.
Ciao.
I just haven't seen Anita in a while, man.
Oh, it's all love, Tina, man. It's all love. Love you too, girl. Anyway, so moving on to pressing matters. You're joined by me, your host, at AnitaByMe_ on all platforms, and we are here with
Shy at Shy Carter.
Tima at Teams_GH on all platforms.
Lauren at Lauren Coys on X.
Right, so Chelsea faced Man City over the weekend, and that's what we're going to start with, because I think that was probably the better game of the lot in terms of fairness between both teams. I'm not saying the 5-0 wasn't great, I'm just saying Burnley didn't really have a sniff.
It was the biggest game of the weekend to watch.
Yes.
Give it that.
Yes, the biggest game of the weekend to watch. Now, Chelsea came in with a draw. Pochettino had some questionable mistakes. But we're gonna dive straight into it. And Timo, you didn't watch the match, but what did you kind of gauge from the vibe, especially when you were watching the highlights?
Yeah, so I was watching it on Twitter because I was at a wedding. Like, I was just literally nervously scrolling, and from what I can gauge is obviously Chelsea had an amazing first half.
Oh yeah,
had quite a lot of chances. What Bree said about Nicholas Jackson still rings true to this day. go,
so
go back.
Which line was this one?
Go back and watch the clips.
The one with the bleep out?
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
The one with the bleep.
I think
okay.
It was that one.
Go back and watch the clips. How are you not finishing your dinner? But, like, the thing is, Nicholas Jackson isn't a striker, so. But, no, it was good. I think it was good that Poch almost tactically got it right. But, of course... I don't know, like, are people criticising him in terms of the substitutions that he made and the fact that he invited pressure? But Haaland also had missed a hat-trick of chances.
Mm.
And I've seen Jose Mourinho close up shop with 70 minutes on the clock.
Oh, boy.
So I understand. Listen, I don't care for your Arsenal tears. I understand why Chelsea fans feel like that, but I don't think he was necessarily wrong.
Mm.
If I was in his position, away at the Etihad, 13 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, yeah, I'm also making that substitution.
I don't agree. No. It was the first substitution he made was Raheem Sterling, and that was around 65 minutes. And he was probably, I think, apart from Cole Palmer, he was one of the best players on the pitch, right? You take off the best player on the pitch, we go a little bit flat. And Man City get more possession of the ball. And obviously, Man City are going to be Man City. They're going to have the possession and they're going to start firing at you. But because we lost that kind of vibe to keep attacking them and to keep taking them on the threat, because even though Haaland missed a hat-trick of chances, so did Jackson, yeah. So did Sterling, so did Palmer. Like, there were just so many chances being missed. And that all stopped when he took off Palmer in the 70th minute. And then he took off Jackson as well. Like, he took off all three of those players that were causing troubles. And... then we conceded.
Pochettino's stupid.
Yeah, damn. But he's also desperate for the points. Like, he's under a lot of pressure.
I personally think, because I watched the game.
Yeah. 1 weekend away from football.
You're defending?
Is everything okay?
Damn.
Let's not get that far.
I watched the game, and for me, I look at it, it was 2 points dropped from Chelsea.
Yeah.
Despite Haaland having the chances, City weren't at the races. For you to say that your plan is counter-attack and you take off all the people that can allow you to counter-attack doesn't make any sense. For me as well, when Poch was at Tottenham, I don't see him taking off Son in the 65th minute and get away to Manchester City. That's so your outlet.
Well, our away record against Big Six sides was atrocious under Poch.
Did you not beat him, though?
Pardon?
Tottenham not beat City away, like, wasn't that your thing?
Once? Yeah, but we were we have been City's bogey side for a long time.
Well, then,
but
true.
Our actual in terms of Poch doing that in big six away games, he used to do that at Spurs all the time. Shut up shop, try and get the point.
I just don't see how you go to one of the best, if not the best, possession based team in Europe and take off all your attacking outlet. And even Nkunku, when he came on, he definitely wasn't at the races. And you just undone. For me, as well, watching Chelsea, I think that was De Sassi's best game in a Chelsea shirt.
Yay.
And I don't rate him.
Repeat it.
No. I don't rate him. Serious, but man. I thought, like, he was fantastic. Even though Haaland, okay, he had missed chances, for the most part, De Sassi kept him at bay. Colwell as well, finally playing at centre-back, I thought he was good. Like, it was
That's
such
crazy.
A good...
I thought he stunk, but carry on.
Did you actually? Yay.
That wasn't one of his better games. I feel like Haaland was moving positionally to have Colwell attack on him rather than Zazi on him.
I think
Zazi
got the back line out of jail a number of times.
Mm, and Colwell came up face to face with Haaland, he struggled a little bit. Obviously, he held it down. But if you look at the chances that came from Haaland, Colwell should have been closer to my man, innit? And he wasn't.
But I also think Colwell, he's been injured for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, so I'm not even trying to, maybe it was like a one-off, but it wasn't his best game.
And Chelsea don't play midweek. The cup final's on the weekend, so you see it out of your best players, in my opinion, when for that City game. Sterling should never come off the pitch. I don't care. It didn't make any sense. Unless he's injured, he shouldn't have come off. And then Cole Palmer was a bit later. Okay, cool. But for me, when I'm looking at that, if I'm a Chelsea fan, my manager's in-game tactics cost me that game. That's the way I see it.
He's always, his substitutions are never effective. And so I'm not surprised that they had such a negative effect on the game. He's never been really good since he's been at Chelsea with his substitutions. They're they never affect a game. I think I've seen the argument that some people were saying that he should have bought on Mudryk because then he can run in behind. He's got the pace to run in behind. But he doesn't necessarily have the... football intelligence to do anything after that.
It's but okay. Jackson was playing though, so could have been like for like swap. In all fairness,
as I said, what Bree said about Jackson rings true. That chance that he missed is actually criminal.
It is criminal. It is.
Yeah, that was bad.
You're one on one with the keeper.
But Sterling's one was also bad. But at least he was offside.
Just as bad.
At least he was offside.
Boy, Sterling's yeah, one was wild.
Jackson is supposed to be our number nine striker.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be missing. And it's not the first time he's missed a chance. It's not like.
Nobody is shocked. I think he's one of those players that you're not excited when they go through on goal because no. You know they're going to miss.
But even for Sterling's goal anyway, Walker. Like I don't mean to defend, what's it called, to Man City or Pep, but Walker, what he was doing with running towards Jackson when Jackson was already been covered off by Nathan Ake was ridiculous. You don't need two men on Jackson, like you honestly don't. So leaving Sterling there to score the goal, anyway.
I'm wide.
I'm not saying because he went too far close to Jackson.
Whoa!
What did she say?
Whoa! Do you know, Walker will get pep on you, you know? He will get pep on you.
Once I didn't again, hear what she said.
That has come from at Teams GH.
Teams GH. Okay. She said
what did she say?
Anita
said
he opened his legs wide, and I said it wouldn't be the first time.
Don't let him get pep on you. Anyway, carry on, sorry.
No, I was saying, because he went too close to Jackson, I think he then had to put the afterburners on to get back to Sterling, and then he was running too fast and he couldn't slow himself down.
Sterling sent him, though.
And Sterling just chopped back inside. And that was somebody that you could tell that used to go up against him in training.
Oh, for sure.
And knew exactly like that he would be running too fast. Like, I mean, it's a serious finish.
It wasn't the first time I've seen Walker get slotted out like that this season, though.
I think he's had a very poor season, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's nowhere near the level.
But
that
can
he was
we
last season.
Address City's top six team record team this team season?
It's terrible.
They've only beat Manchester United. They drew to Liverpool. Yeah. They drew both games to Chelsea, and
we've drawn with them as well.
Oh no! Wait, did they beat you guys? Oh, that was in
no,
the cup, right?
Drew.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. So it's like, what is going on at the Etihad? Because if that was any other team, they wouldn't be getting away with it. One win in six.
Defensively, they're way off. You can now get a chance against City. Whereas it feel like when he moved to that four centre back system with like John Stones like playing in the pocket last season, they went up a level defensively, and it just feels like it's not working. I think Guardiola has been terrible, and no one's talking about it.
Yeah, no, honestly,
people are talking about it. People are
not enough though. But like
the signings this season,
it's not loud enough. Yeah. But
it's not even just him. Like even Nunes, what's he done?
Yeah, no, it's true.
Kovacic as well.
Yeah,
I even forgot he played for them.
Jeremy Doku had a bad game. Like he was just trying to do the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think they've actually lost a lot from their treble winning team. Like the likes of Gundogan, Mahrez, these were big game players, leadership. And City just look like they're relying on individual brilliance to win them the games. Whereas last year it was
game
the team.
Where, Philip Foden was nowhere to be seen.
Oh, are we coming on to that? We go in there.
Just saying. How you letting Conor Gallagher run you
somebody
around?
Was saying that this man is better than Cole Palmer.
I said
was
he should
involved
be in the,
in
I said
the,
he should be
in
the conversation.
Goal. But hey.
Based on his season performances, he should be in the conversation.
But, Phil Foden.
That's what I said. Based
he
on
has
his performances.
Two, but, he has two GA in 15 games against 36. Two. One came in a season where Liverpool had already won the league and he scored at Anfield. All I'm saying, if that was any of our other players, you wouldn't hear the end of it.
When you say other players, are we talking about anyone in particular?
We're talking about the people that he gets compared to. We're talking about Saka. We're talking about Palmer. Even Jared Bowen's more of a big game player than Phil Foden.
Do you think... Sorry. Sometimes I have to ignore Shaq.
Like you just
I'm
like,
she's making a point.
And
then
she ends it.
Yeah, and then you ruin it.
What? He goes too far. You went too far.
Sorry.
Can we talk about the Foden versus Saka thing?
Go ahead.
I'm listening.
So what's your opinion on it?
Saka's better.
Do you think Saka's world class?
No. And I don't think Foden's world class either.
But who was saying that?
Rio.
Pardon?
Rio.
Yeah, Ferdinand.
Oh, saying that Foden's better than Saka?
No, he said world Foden's class. World class and Saka isn't.
I don't think either of them are world class. That's number one. But number two, I don't think Phil Foden is better than Bukayo Saka.
How? Yeah, I feel like when we had the conversation, we didn't even have Saka in there because he's already there. He's doing that consistently anyway. Like, there would be no point debating having Saka in the conversation because he would win. So,
very true.
Yeah.
Timo, why are you...
I kind of agree with Shai that I don't think either of them are class. It's a crazy statement to make. Am I confident... Can I confidently say Saka is better than Phil Foden? I don't know.
Like, with Foden and Saka, it's like this. Like, sometimes one's better, the other time, the other one's better. And you can never quite fully pinpoint who's better than who. And it will only take time for us to actually realise who's better. It will take longevity, who's going to last longest in the Premier League at this level, who's going to bring their team to the next trophy. Because as much as we want to say that Phil Foden is a great player, it's not him that brought City to the Champions League.
The longer he stays at City and Pep stays there, he's never. I don't think he'll ever be that player because City have too many superstars in their team.
So then it's like, how can we caveat this then? How can we say if Phil Foden is this world-class player when he's surrounded with world-class players in general?
No, he has played a significant role in City winning trophy. He hasn't been the guy, but he's been one of the guys.
Yeah, but all of them have been one of the guys, you know?
Saka. Saka has not been pivotal.
The FA Cup?
Sis.
No, he didn't play.
Okay, fair enough.
I think my thing is with this debate, right? Foden's not the guy for City. He never has been the guy. Will he be the guy maybe when De Bruyne is 50?
Why 50?
That guy doesn't look like he's going to stop and it's pissing me off. But apart from that, right, is like, you look at Foden's big game record, Saka's is better. Yeah, that's that. And I feel like they play under different pressure. Foden has the pressure of trying to keep your team in a City team that is constantly at the top, always competing. So whilst I can acknowledge that it's hard, I don't think he has the same pressure as Saka, whereas if things go bad at Arsenal, you're the first person that they look to. Foden, outside of this season, Haaland was above him, De Bruyne is above him, Bernardo Silva, Mahrez, and it's like, you come all the way down. Foden can sit on the bench for 80 minutes, come on, get a one goal and assist in a 5-0 win, and that's what people gas. To me, that's not pressure. You're just adding the cherry on top to a cake that's already complete.
I think that's harsh to say there's no pressure, because there's no, that's a treble win inside. In terms of, if we talk about having to play and perform under pressure and deliver in the way that they have, that I think that's very harsh to say there's no like, he's not feeling the same amount of pressure to win at City.
No, I'm not saying to win. I'm just saying the responsibility
performance.
In terms of him, Foden can get away with having a stinker. That's what I think. Like, you can get away with having the stinker and people look at City and it will be Haaland and KDB in the headlines. It won't be Phil Foden. But when it's Arsenal, it will be Saka and Saka only.
No, that's truth. If Saka has a good game but everyone else is having a good game, it is Saka. If Foden's having a good game but everyone else in the City team's having a good game, it's not Foden.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
But then I feel like they complain about Odegaard and all them people at the same time.
It's very much...
Didn't we just have a clip that did numbers and it was talk about Declan Rice? Like...
Yes.
We do talk about other Arsenal players.
No,
like,
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the pressure. So, for example, right, when Kane was at Tottenham, it was him first, Son second. Correct? In terms of things not going your way. At Chelsea...
Outsiders, yes.
For Tottenham fans, what would it be? If it didn't go, who would you look to turn the game for you first? It's always going to be Harry Kane. At Chelsea, it was always going to be Eden Hazard. Always going to be Eden Hazard. Oh. Even when Diego Costa and Cesc Fabregas was there, it was Hazard. Oh. Saka has that pressure on his shoulders carrying Arsenal. Until KDB leaves, maybe. For me, Foden doesn't have that pressure, but I can acknowledge he has the pressure of competing in a top side, competing for all trophies. That's why I said it's too different. I just think Saka's one outweighs.
This very much reminds me of the, not the same level, but a Lampard versus Gerrard thing. Because you got Lampard who was in...
Sorry.
Don't even let me land. I won't say you're talking
to me. I hate Shai so much. I could just pull her energy when she said, what the hell?
Sorry.
But it's the same thing.
I get you.
Gerrard was the guy that, the guy that every Liverpool fan looked to when things were going wrong, and the first person who would take a lot of criticism. Whereas Lampard was in the team for the stars. Mm. So if Lampard didn't perform well, it's the same argument. You had Ballack there, you had Drogba there, you had other players that could bail him out. It's just kind of really the same argument. Yeah. It just kind of really depends. Do you have more pressure being in a squad that is expected to win pretty much every single trophy, every single season, or the star person in a squad that is expected to compete? Mm.
It's hard. Phil will go look in his medal trophy cabinet.
He already has 5 Premier League titles.
Exactly, he's not going to care.
This debate that we're having,
if
he came across this on TikTok, he'll look at it and shrug his shoulders. Like, he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, look at 5 Premier League trophies.
And he's a treble winner before he's 25.
I think the way Saka can sign up, like, get his foot in the debate, obviously, there is a Euros coming up. Are England going to win it? Probably not.
With Southgate.
But, you know.
We have to wait for the next manager, and then I think we'll be able to have a serious conversation about that. We made the final last time.
Even at that, you know, in an England team where Jude Bellingham is there, no one's going to be talking about Foden or Saka.
And whilst I can agree, but between them two, Foden will be the one.
Foden will be the one that's on the bench, but that's now Southgate's preference. So that's what I said. We have to wait for the next manager.
Ooh. I don't think he could bench Saka at right wing anyways.
No, I don't think he'll bench Saka at right wing, but we have Gareth Southgate is a manager that is never going to put all of those players. He would rather play three at the back and two holding midfielders.
How would you put all of those players on the pitch anyways?
Hey. I would put Foden left wing and make him play off the left.
Ahead of Sterling.
Sterling's not in this team as it stands.
He's not on the plane.
He's not going to get on the plane.
Rest, you know that he's not getting on the plane.
Sorry,
he's
not going to get on the plane.
We believe that he should. Yeah. We believe Sterling should be on the plane.
But he's not going.
Southgate don't believe that. He ain't going.
That's the problem.
And we all need to be at peace with it.
I'm not at peace with it. Because Southgate is a criminal. You're a criminal.
You're a criminal.
Like, let's be real. Southgate is the... I mean, Raheem Sterling is the whole reason why Southgate had such a great tournament in the last Euros.
How did we get to Southgate?
What a prick. I knew when I saw him at uni, I should have tripped him up. Sorry.
We don't condone violence.
What? That was Shy Carter. Anyway, let's get back on track to Chelsea and Man City, because I really want to move on to Chelsea. I feel like we spend too much time on Chelsea most of these podcasts. Someone, let's give Tima her own segment on fripping podcasts, because the Chelsea talk is enough. What if you had a Chelsea podcast, what would you call it as it stands right now?
The
Broly Outers.
It's a Chelsea thing.
Ooh, nice. I feel like that has already been taken, but...
It was a slogan for one of their kit launches.
Last year's one, no?
Mm. Hmm. Or a couple of seasons ago, I think. Mm. Chelsea thing.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. The only thing from that game is I feel sick because I triple-captained Haaland.
Why would you do that?
Because it's a double game week.
Oh. And the thing is, we knew he would get chances, and we saw them, and he missed them all.
Hmm. Do you know what? Let's talk about FPR just for a brief minute, I feel like triple captaining Haaland ahead of Salah is going to fuck me up very differently.
I wasn't expecting Salah to get as many minutes.
Bro,
but
Liverpool play Luton. Man. They play Luton midweek.
Where? At Canoa Fred Anfield. Or Anfield?
Anfield.
Oh, God.
We're finished. We're finished.
Anyways, Haaland, he has to score 5 to make up for the 3 that he missed.
Who's Man City playing midweek?
Brentford.
Is it Brentford?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and if Pinnock is still injured, it's possible.
Pinnock is still injured. He's out till the 30th.
That's my godfather's team, but sorry, I need
Haaland. I need 5. Yeah,
I mean, Brentford could win 6-5 if they want.
I need 5 Haaland goals.
Because Man City can't concede. I've got Walker at the back, please.
Man City are not conceding. That's a funny thing.
Wait, I think Man City is at home, no?
Yeah.
But they haven't kept clean sheets.
Wait, are they at home?
They haven't. They are at home, I think. Are they? Should I check?
Wait, they're playing Brentford again.
I'm pretty sure it's Brentford.
They played Brentford when Foden scored a hat-trick, no?
Yeah, but this is... Do you know when they were at the Club World
Cup? Yeah, it's Brentford at the Etihad.
Yeah.
Oh, is this their game in hand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's one of their games in hand.
I'm so upset. I brought in Adebayo, man. He didn't even play for Luton today.
then he's got to go to Anfield midweek.
They got injured in the warm-up, didn't they?
Where's this guy?
I'm not gonna lie. Pinnock's in my team, but I have to swap him out for Solanke, who's on my bench.
I'm Solanke's on my bench as well. I hope that Adebayo injury cut.
Yeah. Ode to my vagina, baby.
Can you talk about Haaland though? Like him, obviously he's had a bit of a tough week.
Yes.
Obviously, I heard that his grandmother passed away. I think obviously that has, and everyone was laughing at him because obviously at the end of the game
he pushed the camera away,
but probably contributed to him in terms of his performance.
Well, that explains it, because I was wondering what was wrong with him. I can't, because it's he doesn't miss
those
chances like
crazy.
That. Yeah.
Crazy.
I think he does miss a lot of chances, but he just also scores a lot. So it kind of but it was just this game. Nothing was going in the back of the net. Sorry.
When did the information?
How long have you known?
Yeah.
It came out today.
Okay. I was like, I didn't miss
this. If that was news before I triple captained it, I wouldn't have done it. You know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm actually doing quite well in the fantasy league table.
Yeah, and I need to start.
You guys
should
change your team. That's funny. I haven't changed my team since
you started. Is that why you're bottom?
I'm not bottom. Don't try that.
If you're not bottom, then who is?
I'm definitely not.
It must be someone else who's not changing their team.
Am I?
I'm having a mid-season slump, man.
Am I?
Hold on. I think it might be me.
Hey.
Hold on.
No, it's Arsenal Joyce.
Oh, thank God.
Dude, I don't change my team.
Then Ella, whose team is called No June, No Cry.
No June, No Cry. Ella is funny.
Like, you see how people change their team every week. I do not change my team.
No, I haven't changed my team in a bit,
I change my team every week.
Oh,
and I'm
top
three,
four. Come
on.
Oh,
three
God,
places
Saka
above
got,
shy.
Saka got...
I used to be second.
Wait, where am I?
Saka got 15 points. That's good.
I used to be second. I've heard this mid-season slump is...
Wait, hold on. Guys, I don't have reception. Please, somebody check where I am.
Okay, so the table goes Sagal, Moyo,
you're 15th.
Sorry. That's all we needed to hear.
Marva, Teema.
How are you top four?
Sagal's
what do you mean, how am I
top
four?
Again.
You don't touch your fantasy team.
I Do you know who saved me, Saka? I can't lie.
He has carried me.
Why is he in your team? You don't believe in him.
Him and Foden are in my team. They're both in my team.
Do you know what? I think I'm just not gonna touch my thingy anymore. I'm just not gonna touch it.
Can we?
We gotta sell Jota because
Jota has to go. Yeah. He has to go. That stretcher was disgusting. Yeah. But anyway, cool. Teema, what's your verdict on Poch after these last two weekends? Because your tweets have been tweeting.
Poch out.
Okay.
No changes, not even a shift in perspective.
He can win that cup. He can do whatever.
No, he can't. I don't want to see that personally.
I want him out.
If you want him out, go on. Yeah. Sorry.
If Pochettino was the cup, Tottenham was the problem.
Sorry.
And it's official.
Sorry.
Yeah, but the thing is, we already know.
He's won at PSG, please.
But to be fair,
PSG is different.
This is also the first time Chelsea are going to Wembley without Mount. Maybe he was the curse.
Listen, we don't talk about Mount.
Yeah, anyways, I'm happy. I'm not recording next week, so.
Keep my man's name out your mouth, innit?
I don't know. I think that's going to be a very, very, very tough game.
Especially with all the injuries Liverpool have now.
I think Chelsea might get the W against Liverpool.
You're mad.
I think.
Are you going?
Yeah, I am going.
Again.
Okay.
Again.
Maybe you're the problem. Stay your ass at home.
Remember, Faye in the chat as well was talking about how she can't go and see another loss. Well, stay at home then.
You make
good points.
Do you know why that might be a thing? I remember when I've gone to the Emirates, my record against United at home is tragic. The couple of times that ain't been, we won. I just stay away from that game, period.
Stay out at home.
No, please
I'm
go.
I'm working.
Yeah, you can work from home.
I can't.
I'm hosting a room.
we can Skype you in.
We can dial in Microsoft Teams.
Anyway, gosh, tough crowd. Anyway, you're not Poch out. You're not Poch in yet, just yet. Even if we win the Carabao Cup, you're still Poch out.
Okay? I want him out because I think we just need someone else to kind of really take us. Because I think Chelsea should be further up the table than they are.
Where are you guys?
10th. 11th again.
We're not in the top.
Yesterday they were 10th.
Who won?
Huh? It's Wolves. Wolves are above us.
just feels like every time eaten. Chelsea get a good result, they don't move.
We don't.
From the position.
We don't. We
just stay. Like us.
We're between 10th and 11th and 9th. Like, literally, that's all we've
been. Oh, no, wait. I think we're second, actually.
Yeah, you're second now because City drew.
You're second. Speaking of teams that don't deserve to be moving up the table, Man United seem to be crawling back up the ranks.
I think they're 4 points off top four.
Hey, do we reckon that they can see a Champions League places?
I think between them, Villa and Tottenham, they're going to fight it out.
Yeah, it's now a race between the three.
I don't see the top three not making champion. I think Arsenal, Liverpool, and City are making Champions League.
I feel like that's standard. That there.
But the English teams just need to do their job in Europe to make that fifth spot for Champions League space as well.
Well, they didn't make it because of Manchester United.
I know, but if the English teams run deep, maybe David Moyes can pull something out in Europe. And hopefully Brighton, Unai Emery is really, really good at European football. You lot need to go deep
does
in the competition.
Does that contribute to the coefficient? But aren't England quite far ahead of the other? No, we needed Manchester United to make it out of their group to get the fifth spot.
Sorry. Chelsea are 10th now, sorry.
I thought I saw Chelsea in 10th.
Yeah, 10th, yay!
But with United,
it's the coefficient points. I think they all need to, all of the teams, English teams need to keep performing.
So United are on 44 points, Tottenham are on 47 points, Aston Villa are on 49 points.
Yeah, we lost yesterday.
Yeah.
They are woeful. How they snuck up on
no,
you?
No, I don't think. Honestly, yeah. I hate United. Scraping their wins. I hate defending them. But you see Luton away. I'm sorry, you get your points and you get out.
Period.
It's one of those grounds. Like, if I didn't United think they were winning, was the, you know? If they were the only top six team that had struggled there, Arsenal took, what was it, Rice winner, or was it Havertz? Whatever it was. I think it was Rice or Havertz, one of the two. Liverpool went there. They had to fight for their points. City went there. They had to fight.
And we won one.
Tottenham went there.
We were down to 10, though, but still.
And they still had to fight. Even though that I remember they wasted a lot of chances. It's just one of those ones. You get your points, you get out. But I feel like with United, the overall picture, they've been getting their points and getting out a lot.
They are unbeaten in 2024. So they drew with Spurs. They won against Wolves by one goal, 4-3. They beat West Ham. Everyone's smashing West Ham. I want to play West Ham now. They beat West Ham 3-0.
Exactly.
I think we can beat West Ham. Why are you saying exactly? We can beat West Ham right now.
We got clapped by Wolves.
Yeah, but then we clapped Aston Villa at home. Not a lot of people can do that. Shy.
Aston Villa hasn't come to Emirates yet.
At their home.
Oh. That game, we should have had a penalty. Don't talk about it.
Right. But Man United, they've been getting their, like you said, they've been getting their goals, their points, and they've just been disappearing. I think they might make it to the Champions League again.
I just think, honestly, it depends on whether Luke Shaw, how bad that injury is, if Casemiro gets injured again. It's very, because Martinez is now already injured again. So...
Martinez comes back and they're still in and around those spots. It could be curtains.
And they don't have... Mm-hmm. What do they have? Just the FA Cup, right?
Yeah, just the FA Cup.
It's not like they have the distraction of Europe.
They finished fourth. Then Hog Lucky to still be in a job.
I feel like, as well, he's trying to deliver because of that new 25% and the things that they have control of.
Yeah.
He is essentially trying to maybe get back to Europe so that he can go again one more season.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think it's similar to a Chelsea situation where it's like, we didn't hire you. He's a Glazer hire. And if United don't make Europe with all the investments that they want to make into the club, allegedly, according to the reports, Ten Hag needs to make Champions League football.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be interesting. If I was going to add to the list, if Kobbie Mainoo gets injured, they're finished.
Absolutely.
They're finished.
Mason Mount coming back.
Anyways, so. I reiterate, make the same point again.
But I want Villa to make Champions League, man. But I don't know if they will make it with the Conference League.
What? Emery's a specialist. I hope they go deep and far and lose in the semi-final.
What the hell?
That was me when West Ham were doing it. I just need those people to stop dropping points in the Premier League. But I don't want them to win a cup.
Why?
So, why?
Dumb to you.
Sorry, he's ex-Arsenal. I don't want him to win.
To be fair.
Who cares about that? He was there for like 18 months.
At the same time, it's like...
Yeah. I don't want to see him win.
I get it.
Yeah, and then I want him to be upset outside of Arsenal. Keep dropping points.
I want him to succeed outside of Arsenal.
I need that win because I like I said a couple months ago, I want to know, ask Arsenal fans to their face if it was him or if it was them, because it was clearly an Arsenal issue.
But I feel like
that's why I'm Poch to win the cup.
Yeah, but,
well,
but I don't want Chelsea to win a cup.
Emery's already. I feel like Emery's already proved that it wasn't an Arsenal thing.
Because he won the championship. He's a fabulous player. Yeah. Villarreal against United.
Yeah, he's funny. Done it already.
Boy. There's penalty. I want him to do it in the Premier League.
Maybe.
I want him to do it in
maybe
the
if he had the dog with him at that
oh
point.
My God. Oh, okay, goodness. So moving on.
What's your problem
on
with chocolate lab? What was it? What's it? A labradoodle or whatever the fuck you call it?
Labradoodle.
Oh, it's a labradoodle.
What's it called,
bro?
Sorry to all of our listeners who love dogs.
I'm gonna see you right now. Respect chocolate Labrador, whatever.
Respect win, man.
What is it called? Why is no one correcting me?
Because I don't know what dog it is. I don't know what
the word labradoodle just set me off. I don't know.
No, it's not a labradoodle.
It's not a labradoodle.
Oh my God, see, a labradoodle is actually a dog.
Yeah, but that's not a dog. It's not a poodle.
Like, look at yeah.
It's a big dog. It's not a poodle.
Oh, it's a chocolate labrador.
Okay.
So Marley and Me, but the chocolate version.
Oh, Marley and Me. Oh.
That was another film that I just did not cry at.
You didn't cry?
No.
Where's your heart?
Sorry.
I was going to say,
dog was annoying. Don't cancel me, I'm sorry.
Cancel her.
The dog was suffering, Lauren!
Hey. He was just running amok when they first brought it home. You know, really sad ending.
Oh my God, the guys are also
feeling to control that thing.
So who from this episode is not getting cancelled?
What did I do?
Labradoodle, dabradoodle, dabradoodle.
Sorry. That's not cancelled. I'm not a dog person.
Sorry, I'm not a dog person.
She might get cancelled.
No, I love you, guys.
I'm really sorry.
Are you alright? Sorry. I just didn't cry.
No, it's the fact that you said the dog was annoying.
Yeah, it was at the beginning. When they brought it home.
You only said the beginning part later. You said the dog was annoying.
It was really it misbehaved a lot at the beginning of the film.
Okay, guys, let's focus.
Focus, man, focus.
Sorry, don't cancel me.
Lauren. Okay. We'll talk about this after. All right, cool. Let's move on, okay? Let's take a look into the top five leagues apart from the Premier League.
Wow, and Spurs never get no mention on this podcast.
Hey! We're coming back to Spurs. We're just taking a little hiatus.
Why do we need
break?
To mention losers?
I don't know why I'm laughing because my team's in the mud, but.
Okay. If the demographic of our listeners is not many Spurs fans, I can understand why.
No, we've got some Spurs fans. We'll appease them. We'll come back to Spurs.
Put your knee down.
Even when they're at home.
I didn't finish it.
That wasn't even me. It wasn't even me.
I just did a light tap. It was a light tap. Like.
I was even tapping off beat. Okay, cool. Let's take a look into the top five leagues in Europe. And today's discussion is about Thomas Tuchel.
Uncle Tommy.
Now, he's been... To me. Yeah, I call him that. So he's been under the spotlight at Bayern Munich. let's start again. All right. Thomas Tuchel, Uncle Tommy, he's been under the spotlight at Bayern Munich. And I think it's 11 losses in 44 games so far at Munich. And some people are calling for his head. Some people are saying give him time. I know Shai is saying that he needs to go. I know, Lauren, you're probably in agreement that he needs to leave Bayern Munich. And Tima, what are your thoughts? We'll start with you.
He's Uncle Tommy. I can do no wrong in my eyes. That's it.
11 losses in 44 games.
Is it three? It's three in a row this week, isn't it?
Three in a row this week.
The thing is that Bayern Munich managerial job has chewed up some big, big names.
Like who?
That was violent. I feel like that was said with violence.
I'm just asking.
Well, Hansi Flick, didn't he get sacked?
He won the sextuple.
Nagelsmann.
He won the league.
Thomas Tuchel won the league last season.
No. A manager that comes in on the 26th of March when the season ends in May. Are you testing that trophy to Thomas Tuchel?
Did he not win it?
You guys are disgusting.
But he won it though.
Did he win it or not?
He done a group project.
And he got the same grade as everybody else.
You know when you check your uni assignment and everyone in the GC is like, yeah, I got over 70. You check yours, you're like, I didn't do anything, but it says 71. That's too cool.
He won the league.
He won it.
You guys are so shameless, man.
Hey, I'm just saying, he won it.
On his CV, it's going to say Bundesliga
champion.
On Patrick Vieira's CV, it says he has a Champions League. It doesn't mean that he done anything to get it.
Anyway,
same thing for Daniel Sturridge.
Out of Bayern Munich's recent managers, his record was by far the worst.
Not even just recent. If you go all the way back to 2011,
that's why we're talking about it. Bayern Munich.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Never this far away.
I think it's mad. I think it's crazy that he's probably going to end up trophyless this season. Like, at Bayern Munich, how do you not win a trophy?
Why is it crazy though?
Because at Bayern Munich, you shouldn't be trophyless.
So it's his fault.
I think the players also need to take responsibility.
Same players they had last season. He even got the best striker in the world, according to most people sat here today.
You don't think he's the best striker in the world?
Well, as of right now, I think it's Lautaro Martinez because Harry Kane is clearly on holiday.
Clearly on holiday. Yep. Harry Kane is matching Lewandowski's Bundesliga record.
With what trophy to go for it?
He was on the bench when they went out in the German Cup.
See, if
we're talking about actual contribution of the individual members of the team, Harry Kane is scoring the goals.
Did you see him today?
He missed two sitters.
What about last year?
There are fans saying that he's bringing the spirit of Tottenham to Bayern Munich. Maybe it's a joke. As a joke, but that's what they are saying. But you are right. He is still matching. He's still making the numbers.
Yeah, like it's.
But at the same time, I'm not here. Please,
I'm not his liaison officer. That has done. He left. Like, I'm not here. I'm not going to sit here to defend
I'm
him.
I'm beefing Harry Kane.
But where's Sané's numbers? Where's Gnabry?
He's injured.
Okay, Gnabry's injured. But where are the rest of them? Because I watched most of today's match. It's the young kid, Tell, that are coming on to try and make something happen. Where's the rest of the other senior heads in that dressing room?
Honestly, Bayern Munich's problems, I think, going into the season, their midfield was short. Goretzka, he pumped enough steroids, they're no longer working.
Once again, that was from Shai Carter.
Shai Carter.
And they need to replace him. Kimmich looked disinterested. There's rumours that he wants to leave Bayern in the summer. You can see it. Alphonso Davies is injured, they're going to lose him anyways.
Yeah, Real Madrid are coming in hot.
And when you look at that midfield, shocking. In terms of their attack, Sané...
But he did want another midfielder, he wanted Paulinho.
Yeah, but then it's very hard to defend Tuchel when you bring Eric Dier to Bayern Munich. Like, how can you bring a player of that caliber to such a great institution and think it's gonna work.
I can't lie, that's crazy.
Yeah, no. Nah.
He came. He's literally there.
Never thought we'd find a buyer, you know. And it happened to be mine.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just like for me. Okay. Yes, you could argue that Bayern do need some players, but I think Bayern are the equivalent of Real Madrid in Germany. Mm. Whereas the expectation is there, no matter what they're going through, the expectation to simply win the Bundesliga is there.
And
to
they make want it with you promoting.
Yeah, to make it into the semi-final or the latter end of the Champions League is always there. You're at football club Bayern Munich. You've got to deliver. And for me, I'm just, Tuchel's just so underwhelming.
I feel like if Thomas Tuchel doesn't deliver in the Champions League, because obviously they've got to play their second leg against Lazio in a couple of weeks, if he doesn't deliver, I think that will be the point where Bayern Munich say, okay, we're cutting ties.
They're going to struggle because Sarri is good in Europe. Yeah. Like, in terms of, because they have something to protect now.
They're going to the Allianz, though, man.
What has the Allianz done for them?
Been there, done that.
But then again, they also Bayern also have something else in their favour. Upamecano is not going to be able to play, so
bozo. Yeah, but that's the thing. Man.
He doesn't like the lit, so now it's like, oh, Upamecano can't play. Woo, Eric Dier steps in. What can you expect?
Imagine that.
But Kim Min-jae and Dalit is the best options they have right now. I'm not.
He doesn't like Dalit.
It's not about liking. It's about you need a job.
Yeah, but he doesn't like Dalit.
I don't know why he doesn't like Dalit though. Like, what wanted him at Chelsea? He wanted him at Chelsea for time. Like, we were fighting for Dalit. So what happened? What transpired?
I got to be honest. I loved Thomas Tuchel. Like, maybe I don't call him whatever Anita says, but I love him, innit? So what I'm surprised about is how quickly it's disintegrated at Bayern. Yeah. That has been less than a season. That's crazy. But I think it is a bit like I don't know whether he's over his ex. What? Chelsea Football Club. Not his wife.
Okay, we're talking about his wife.
Relax.
Would you take him back at Chelsea?
150%. And I know there's Chelsea fans who would criticise me for that, but I think some things in football just make sense and work.
Yeah.
And I think Thomas Tuchel and Chelsea just work.
I think there's a lot of romance between Tuchel and Chelsea, and there's unfinished business. Obviously, we won the Champions League, we won the Club World Cup, we won... What else are we doing? Is that it? That's all we
Super
won.
Cup.
We won a Super Cup. And the English trophies are the ones that are left to be won. And if we're going into this Carabao Cup final with Thomas Tuchel as the manager, in my head I'm thinking, last shot to do this again. You're going to win this kind of thing. Whereas we're going into it with Pochettino, I'm just like, I don't think we're going to win it kind of thing. But and I think I would 100% take him back.
And I think both Chelsea and Thomas Tuchel are missing that connection. So the fans are missing that connection with the manager.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, like, the connection between Thomas Tuchel and Chelsea fans was solid. Love affair. Thomas Tuchel, does he have that same connection?
No, the Bayern fans don't like it.
I feel like
they didn't want Nagelsmann to be sacked.
Yeah.
And a lot of the players didn't want Nagelsmann to be sacked.
No, he lost three games.
So then it's the same, it's kind of... We're both in situations that we don't want to be in, and we're just looking longingly at each other.
Foxies, man. Take Pochettino.
Yeah, take Pochettino.
We'll take Tuchel.
So. I don't think Bayern fans want Pochettino.
But I think they're probably going to get handy feedback, right?
Maybe.
Depends. They have to get on their knees and beg.
Because it was disrespectful and letting him go.
I'm glad you said knees. I'm glad you said and beg, because I didn't know where that was going for a second.
Sorry, I'm not here.
Let's move on, please.
Why is it always coming back to me?
Please.
Why did it come back to me?
Said you were, I don't have decorum.
Anyway, so are we predicting Thomas Tuchel to get sacked?
Yes. Especially if you lose to Lazio, that's done. But if, you know, they manage to turn the tie around and then you've got a Champions League quarterfinal,
I think it's done either way.
I think it'll just be prolonging the inevitable.
Yeah.
I can't see him there next season at all.
Yeah, no, but for the remainder of the season, at the end of the day, Bayern are still Bayern, as rubbish as they are playing. Excuse me. I'll never write them off getting to Wembley. It's just Bayern.
Yeah. And they are eight points off the top of the Bundesliga right now.
That's crazy.
8 points.
And they've already played Leverkusen.
They've really, twice?
Yep.
Yep.
Fuck me. I don't see Leverkusen dropping points.
They haven't even lost the game.
You have to get that Champions League.
The history of Bayer Leverkusen. I was saying this to Lauren earlier. They're bigger bottlers than Tottenham.
Here we go again.
And it's like
when Balak is playing.
They lost. They were. They could have won a treble. They ended with nothing.
He was called. He's called the biggest. What's it called? Like the near miss. Because he could have won the World Cup, he could have won the Champions League, he could have won the league, he could have won the German Cup, didn't win nothing.
Xabi Alonso, that's a different team, to be fair.
A different team, but history is history, man. Mm.
The history of the
Leverkusen.
All right, well, let's move on from the best manager to ever grace the Bundesliga. Let's talk about Arsenal.
Yay.
Shai, are you satisfied? Another 5-0 win. The last 5-0 win, you weren't happy. You weren't moved.
Six.
Or was it six last time? The 6-0 win, you weren't happy. You weren't moved. Arsenal have gone and bought five.
You're talking about the game
at
the Emirates, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was five.
Are you moved? You've gone away from home. You've gone to Burnley. Give me some.
It wasn't hard.
God almighty.
No, I'm just being honest. Like, it wasn't hard. I thought there was some quality goals scored, though. I think Ødegaard's first goal was amazing. We just done what we needed to do, right?
In a very good fashion.
Yeah, but Burnley are shocking. Like, honestly,
they're
all
bad.
This
we scored five at Turf Moor as well.
Yeah,
like, they're not good.
I honestly don't think it was nothing to celebrate. I think the only thing that Arsenal fans can be happy about is that we're building our goal difference. That's really what these last two games were about. I think our upcoming games will more show us where we are outside of Liverpool at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some tough away games coming up.
Like
so
who?
We have to go to Tottenham.
So Arsenal have Newcastle at home next.
It's always the away team playing the North London derby. It's always a tough game.
Yeah.
Always has been.
They wouldn't understand when Fulham is their local derby.
That's true.
So they have Newcastle at home next. They have Sheffield United away.
No, then
they've got
smoking them.
They got Brentford at home.
And then Chelsea.
Then Chelsea at home.
And then we go to Etihad.
Then you go to the Etihad.
You're smoking us anyway at home.
Yeah, that's okay. Like, I found peace with that. That's fine.
Mm. Again, but you guys top six record this season is doing this.
Listen, if we can get a result at the Emirates, I'll be fine.
We got smacked by Liverpool and Manchester United.
That's two.
Oh, I forgot to count them in, you know. I forgot about them. Yeah, I forgot about Man United, you know. Yeah, that's two out of the six.
But no, with Arsenal, it's like steady Eddie, and we'll see what we do. At the end of the day, I personally think the league's gone. I don't think we can win it.
What? You are you are second.
What is it? 3 points between one and first.
Okay,
what?
But this is quite.
No, I'm not hearing that one. You're not in this league title.
No, that's not what I'm saying. We're mathematically we're in the race. I personally do not think we're gonna win the league.
Why?
Because we have to.
Fancy this one.
I mean, I agree.
We have to.
I'm hoping she's right.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
We have to overcome a lot of difficult away grounds. If it was the other way around, it was like these games at home, then maybe I would have more hope. But going to places like Tottenham, we only won there last year and they were bad. They're still bad now, but again, they've got better players. They can still hurt us. We never know. And then we got to go to the Etihad in a title race once again. The last time that happened, we lost 4-1.
No, but we've proven that you can go to the Etihad and get.
Yeah, but I think
we're not
as,
in the title
as
race, babe.
No, but even with that, and then of course we got that trip at Old Trafford, and I think we've won it like twice since I've been alive.
Old Trafford,
like that.
With
yeah, but I'm talking about Arsenal away and the away records at these
you
grounds.
You also got to go Brighton and Wolves.
I'm not scared to do that. Yeah.
If Wolves beat you, I'm going to drag you to the studio.
No, we will take the cameras. We will go to your house.
Yeah, we'll go to your house.
We will record outside.
We will go and to your crib. We'll come back Sky Sports live.
What I'm waiting to see is the last 10 games, if we're still on Liverpool's tail, City's tail, whoever's first, or even if we manage to be first by that time, I don't know if this team has yet mentally shifted. Because the past two seasons under Arteta, it has ended the same way. The pressure got on top and we buckled. So,
but doesn't two seasons of buckling
doesn't mean that you can't buckle a third time. Do you know
what Arsenal that's crazy.
But do you not think crazy like, before you've been leading the way and now that you're actually the chasers, maybe psychologically that will do something? Hopefully not. Hopefully you guys will fall apart and disintegrate.
Amen.
Yeah, please.
Amen.
We don't need to touch wood for this one.
Bruh, but prayer.
Actually, no, let me touch wood.
Yeah.
But I think being the chasers and not being chased, yeah, I'm still touching the wood. Sometimes psychologically that can do something.
I'm just going off the basis that I'm yet to see Arteta's Arsenal provide me with the evidence that they can cross the line.
What kind of evidence do you need for that, though?
I would need Arsenal to go to the likes of Tottenham and City and collect 3 points. That shows me that you want this league. You lose to City, or Tottenham, drop points to Chelsea, or even Wolves. Just forget about it.
Don't you think a draw against City, a draw against Tottenham, a draw against Man United could be enough to see you through?
No. Because I don't see Liverpool dropping that much points.
Liverpool have hella injuries.
They've been having hella injuries and they've only lost twice and they've got like what, 3 draws. So it's just like, as much as we can say, yeah, we're hopeful that, but they haven't been. They've been without Trent, they've been without Salah, they've been without Jota, Nunes, whoever, Konate, you name it. They've gone through their trial, but they're still top. And at the end of the day, we don't play Liverpool again. Yeah. So it's not like it's a thing where we can take points off them. Obviously, there is that game at Anfield between City and Liverpool. And then Arsenal have the game at the Etihad between Arsenal and City. And if it's a thing where between the three of us, we don't drop any more points around those games, then it will be decided there. And I don't know right now, even as far as this team has come, if we have the mentality to say that we need to go to the Etihad to get 3 points and win the league. Based on what happened last season.
That's fair. Based off like evidence from last season, that's what you're basing it off. I feel like evidence from this season suggests that you can go to and get a result at the Etihad. Because it's not, like, obviously no disrespect to City right now. With the way that they are playing as it stands, I don't think it's that hard of a task to go to the Etihad and come away with at least a point if you are Arsenal. Because I'm not being funny, watching you guys play, and I hate to say this, but you play really well. You play really good football. I don't see you going to the Etihad and not going toe-to-toe with these people. I can't see it.
And you've got the momentum as well.
You've got the momentum going.
And the defensive record is better.
Yeah. And you're in a sweet spot in second.
No, defensively, Arsenal are better than City this season.
They are. They're in such a sweet spot right now.
That ginger ninja, that guy gives me nightmares, man.
Who, Kevin De Bruyne?
He's in his record against my team. Oh, my God. See, yeah, even the game which we beat
them
this
season,
he wins
us a shot from us from the edge of the box.
He wasn't even there. Like, I don't know. At the end of the day, we have a chance, yes, but mentally, I just need to see that running where we are, and I'll make a better judgment. But we just have to take it one game at a time and try and keep pace.
Either way, I want Liverpool to win the league this season anyway.
Man City or Liverpool, I don't really care who.
Yeah. I'd rather it be two team race. If it has to be three, it's just sorry.
I hope it goes to
the resignation would be there in the chat. So, blue moon, or you never walk alone.
Or it goes to the last game of the season and Arsenal lose it. That would be.
Do you know what?
Hey, when they draw screen.
Chef's kiss.
I don't know if I can run the risk. I don't think I can run the risk.
I don't think, because Arsenal's last game of the season is at home.
No, but imagine they go 1-0 up, right? And they think they're going to win it. Like Man City.
Well, like Man United.
Wait, Sharon have to exit the chat, man.
Oi! I think that would be some people's 13th reason, I can't lie.
That would be hilarious, but I'd rather not take that risk. Personally, I don't want to take that risk.
Let them go 1 or even 2-0
up. No, but I can't lie to you though. One thing I will say about the Emirates, yeah, a game of that magnitude, the fans will get the players.
The fans will get the yeah.
100%. No, but I'm saying like, say like City are drawing and then you go 2-0 up. Like, or Liverpool are drawing where you need to, like, and they need to win, and you
so
both
basically Liverpool or City are higher on goal difference,
yeah, or something like that. Some
or like
because
it
wouldn't even matter if you won or
points.
Not.
No, I just think.
Sorry,
my heart will be like,
if it goes to the wire, can we come and watch you watch it?
What?
I would actually just watch you watch it. Like,
no,
amazing.
But if it's the final day, we have to do something.
Oh, we gotta do something.
Yeah, if
we
it's the final
I
day,
I will not be there.
Wait, Shai would be throwing fists at somebody.
Someone's gonna get cussed out.
We need Liverpool to drop points, and then maybe I'll start to believe. But right now, I'm not there.
Okay. Bukayo Saka looks to be back on form. I feel like we've already spoken about Saka enough today, but even Kai Havertz as well got the goal. Something to smile about, I guess.
I love Kai. I don't know why people don't like him. Like, honestly, do you know what it is with him? He's just having growing pains. You know, when he was at Chelsea, he was 6'2". Now he's 6'4". And, you know, it's starting to work. Because for me, despite the goals, like, lack of goals and assists, he still has more goals than Jesus. And Arsenal fans don't get onto Jesus. So I don't see why. Probably injured somewhere. I don't see why Kai Havertz gets all the slack. Personally, he isn't the LCM that every Arsenal fan is hoping that we mould him into.
Bro, we've been trying to tell you.
He does. What he's doing right now, especially in that Burnley game, everything that we scored went through him. So it's just the perception of where Arsenal fans don't like him because they didn't like what he's done at Chelsea and they're not willing to give him a chance.
But is he not playing as your striker right now?
No, Trossard played false nine against Burnley. Oh, okay. He's just floating in and around. But he's not actually as deep as Odegaard or Rice.
That's what he excels at doing best. He's not the false nine. He's not the eight. He's not the 10. He just floats around. I used to call him, me, Matisse and Dan, we used to call him the 9.5. Like, he's in and around the box, but he's not in and around the box. Like, it's just so weird what his positioning is with any team that he goes to. And it grinds my gears. Arteta is starting to get the best out of him.
Jack of all trades.
It's
just one of those players that you have in the team, but they're just around, innit?
Anyway, enough talking about Kai Havertz, man. That guy broke my heart for real. So let's move on to Tottenham. Yeah? Yeah? Right? Yeah? Only two wins in, I think, four?
One loss in five in 2024.
One loss in five?
Yeah, which was yesterday.
Okay, talk us through it.
What, the game?
You guys were at home. You got to go to the game as well, courtesy of Nike.
You
got that VIP treatment.
Yeah, I did. That's why I'm tired. But yeah, thank you, Nike, anyways. I'm just happy I didn't have to pay to watch that rubbish. So thank you. Thanks, Nike. I don't know what to say. We were not good. I can't even say we were unlucky or whatever. Wolves were the better team, and it's four losses in five to Wolves. They are a bogey team.
Oh, wow. So, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you lost against them.
We've lost home and away. And we lost the last time we played them last season. It's three in a row. And it's not even like it wasn't. Like, we huffed and we puffed. We created chances. They created better chances. But their first goal was Joao Gomez, who's like 5'1", unmarked on the corner.
Wasn't that 5'1"?
Sorry, I wasn't good at your height. You need to talk about that. But you leave someone unmarked on the corner. Defensive set pieces are becoming an issue. And then their second goal, it was our corner. We got done on the counter-attack. Emerson Royale. I've said enough about him on this podcast.
You said loads about Amazon.
And I think Gary O'Neill's a good manager because he knows what the strength of his team is. And we got done on the counter attack pretty much every single time. And not enough people in our team had good games.
Do you think defensively under Ange is looking like, is there some things he needs to work on
to make it more solid? I think we're open, but I think
it's the high line, isn't it?
But
their high line doesn't stop.
I think there are many teams in the league that play a high line, press high, want to win the ball high, but we're the only team that have our inverted fullbacks basically playing as number 10s. Both Udoji and Poro were injured, and Ben Davies and Emerson Royale just cannot do those roles.
Yep, they can't.
And we didn't have the recovery pace because Van der Ven was trying to recover for the whole back four. Like, he was going from left to right. And we're not as good as in possession because Emerson Royale can't pass. Ben Davies is a good left centre back cover. He shouldn't be playing in an advanced number 10 position. So, you know, I think we've just got work to do. He's only been there 6 months. Mm. There are elements of the squad that need improving, but that's only going to come with time. Like, I don't have head loss. Like, it's annoying. Like, you lose at home, and when you should play better. But, like, at the end of the day, like, we're fifth. We're in the battle for top four. Last season, we came eighth with Harry Kane.
Do you think you're going to make Champions League?
This is why I keep asking for the English teams to perform in Europe, because I think we might need the fifth place. Mm. But I think it's going to depend on how far Villa go in Europe, to be honest. And I think if they start dropping points, then we have a chance. I think when we get it right, we're very, very good. But like, Maddison had a poor game. If your creator doesn't play well.
What's he been like since he come back from injury?
Looking like somebody that hasn't played for 3 months.
I feel like that's Maddison in general, though.
Yeah,
like it takes time for him to get back into games.
Yeah, it's just hard because I think we, like, when I look at our form, like, obviously Sonny was at the Asian Cup. He was doing extra time after extra time. The guy's tired.
Boy, he's tired.
Bissouma was recovering from malaria at the beginning of the tournament. Then he had the thigh issue. Like, he's just come back into the starting lineup. Bentancourt, the adrenaline has worn off from two long-term injuries now. So it's just like our midfield, I think, in your team, that's where you really need to be the strongest. We just got varying levels of fitness.
What about
Oliver
Skip?
What about him?
Oliver Skip.
No, but the thing
no
is,
disrespect
like,
to Oliver.
We had so many absences. At some point, he was playing as a number 10. I was feeling, he's making me feel sick.
That is an abomination.
Like, but that's what we were on. Like, the squad is back, but like, I just think we look like a team where you could tell that some people hadn't been in training for 2 or 3 months. Mm.
Would you say that you maybe miss Eric?
Be fucking for
real.
Our centre backs are fit.
Did you not see how Laura jubilated when Dia got sold?
Laura
jubilated. Do you not see the smile that she was saying? I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I was like, he's just another player that just doesn't fit this system.
Ben
but
Davis
we have
is still there. Like, come on, man. Like,
one person at a time.
I think Davis is more reliable than Dyer.
Yeah, he is. Like, and Ben Davis has left centre back cover fine, but trying to do a Doja position. It didn't go well, but equally we had a chance. Yeah, did you see that header? God. Anyways, let me not get annoyed again. But yeah, I don't know. Like it is what it is. Like we're a team in transition, and it's not just the men's team that's changed. Like the director of football changed. We have a new chief football officer. We changed the head of recruitment. The people who are running the academy changed. Everything changed in the summer. So like we're gonna have this period of pain until we bring the right players in. So
at the beginning, so if we go back a few of the tapes, you were really confident that you're going to finish on top four.
If we go back to the tapes, I said that I will still be here when we start dropping points and when the going gets tough, because I believe in Ange and I believe in the future and the development of the team. That's what I said.
My question though is, yeah.
God damn, this is question time.
Sorry, Anita. How many of your players still make team of the season?
Oh my goodness.
How many?
Because it was Maddison.
At
was,
that point, they were.
It was
I think Van der Ven is still Van der
the goalkeeper. It was everyone.
I'm not even. Listen, I can't even believe that you've got me out here in 2024 defending the people who occupy the Beyonce Stadium.
No, because the reason why I said
Van
that because I said
there.
We revisit it. No, he's not.
No, yeah, but the thing is,
he is. You, no, he's Van der Ven has been very good since he's been back.
Van der Ven is not making team of the season.
The thing is, Shai,
how many goals have Tottenham conceded?
Hey, don't look at me, I'm just hosting.
How many goals have you conceded?
Sorry, do I look like match of the day?
And I get the stats.
Please.
But I don't think Van der Ven makes it anymore, personally. I feel like Saliba and Gabriel as a partnership has just been... No, don't screw your face up. We're talking
about a team and that has conceded 38 goals.
How many have you conceded?
22.
Yeah, I don't think
we've
you can defend that. But don't take away nothing from him, though.
My point is, in terms of...
How am I doing...
Team of the season aside, in terms of players who haven't dropped their level, Van der Ven, for me, is the only one that hasn't dropped their level from how we started the season.
But out of all of...
Like Maddison hasn't come back to form yet. Yeah, out of our team. Okay. He hasn't dropped his level. He's Van der Ven has still been fantastic.
And do you know why Shai is absolutely shameless for even bringing this up?
You can't shame the shameless.
True, I've been there. It's the fact that it was for at that moment in time. No one was saying at the end of the season all of these players would be there. Only but you were crying about it.
Exactly. Said, it was after we'll the first few games when we were talking about that.
Lauren.
Huh? Why would you be?
Because it was Tottenham 11. Like, every beginning of the season, everyone was so happy. They were applauding
just me that made the decision. It was just me, oneself, who put
them on the edge. Okay, and I said, if you roll back the tapes, we will revisit it.
But no one was beefing you about that.
No. I just wanted to know. So no Tottenham players made team of the season.
At the time, Van der Ven made it. For sure.
He made it over Saliba as well.
That's at the time.
At the time when right we were now, top of the league and we were playing great football. Okay.
Would you want us to apologise? Do you want us to say sorry?
No problem. We're
not going to apologise.
I just want to know. At the end of the season, let's see how much Tottenham players make this team.
But no one's beefing me.
Who cares, Shai? Please.
I care.
Why?
Why is it important to you?
No.
But no one
is. Why is it important to you?
It was at the time, right? They were not. Saliba was. Van der Ven was not performing better than Saliba. He wasn't then. He's not now.
But he still made the team.
Because you guys are all crazy.
If there's several people agreeing on one point, and the one person that's not agreeing, isn't that supposed to be the crazy person?
Nope. Exactly. And that person that's disagreeing happens to support the club, the player that she wanted to put in there.
Saliba will make team of the season, though.
He will.
No one's.
And no one's disagreeing with that.
So I was right at the time, and I'm right now.
No. At that time, mm-mm, Van der Ven was he was doing bits.
He's still playing well.
And the point was that was...
Did he not get spun like last week?
But the point was he's come into the Premier League and he has adapted very well. And as a defender coming into the Prem, it is difficult to adapt. We gave him his props. He came to the Premier League. He's adapted. At that time, we put him ahead of Saliba. If we want to do it again right now, there's more of a conversation. I will put Saliba in there. I'm sure, hopefully, Timo will put Saliba in there. Lauren will put Saliba in there.
Did he not get spun against Liverpool?
Lauren will put Saliba in there. So, you know, different time periods, different perspectives, okay? Are you right? Because no one's going to apologise.
I'm good. I just want to see.
Anyway, really quickly, let's have a bit of fun, right? Big game players was the talk of the town this weekend when Rodri came and scored that
goal. I'm so sick and tired of that
guy. I'm tired of Rodri. I'm fed up. It was against us again when we were at home that Rodri came and scored that goal.
It's like he's got
What's
a switch.
What's wrong with him?
He's like, it's my time now.
Even bro, he was twitching
like, he's like,
the game at the Emirates, he scored the winning. He took his top off.
Yeah. Like, God almighty. Oh,
what did you just call it?
We're going to beep that out.
That was, once again, that was Shai Carter.
That was Shai Carter? At Shai dot Carter.
That's on your Instagram.
They'll find you.
And in the Champions League.
And in his head so square.
He is a big game player.
He's a serious.
Does he rank?
You know, they haven't lost a game. Isn't it lucky in a year that he's been in the team?
Yeah, he has an undefeated city record.
Yeah. Of 365 plus days.
Jesus Christ. So where does he rank in you guys' big game players? So obviously we get the Drogbas, we get the Henrys. Where does he kind of rank as it stands? Can we put him in
nowhere
the conversation?
No.
Of course nowhere near them, but can we put him in that conversation?
It's hard to compare eras.
Yeah.
In terms of if we're talking about
Champions League for them, didn't he?
Yeah, if we're talking about this current era,
he's up there
in terms of big game players that play in the Premier League.
De Bruyne, man. I feel like De Bruyne is always...
De Bruyne's not a big game player.
De Bruyne
unfortunately
hasn't finished the Champions League final yet. Like, let's be
he's not.
Let's be no, no, but let's be honest.
But the thing is, De Bruyne right. might not be like a top six big game player or Champions League big game player, but when you need him the most in the lead up to it, he will be there.
Oh, what do you mean? A top six big game player?
Gundogan was a good is
what
a
do you
big,
mean?
Like,
was as
a
in
big
like
game
against
are you
Chelsea.
Talking of course he is.
De Bruyne, yeah.
Yeah, no, he is.
Yeah, how many times he scored against us?
Against us?
Oh, yeah.
And Arsenal.
I'm thinking back to Conte days. Yeah.
The only place where City struggles, it was Tottenham, and there's Anfield hoodoo that is over them. Them and Pep.
But then Tottenham and Anfield, they struggle.
Tottenham are really good at Anfield, though. They've got
we don't experience the same Anfield effect that other people do.
Which is weird, but I don't know how.
You're not walking alone.
Anyway, but De Bruyne hasn't finished the Champions League. Rodri has, right?
And he's had two attempts. The first time he got banged in his face. Second time, his hamstring went.
Wait.
He didn't get banged in his face.
He did.
Like
he actually did. Was it Rudiger? Rudiger.
Yeah, it was Rudiger. It's his cheekbone, isn't it?
Rudiger.
And his eye just started swelling.
If I was De Bruyne, I would have got up and banged Rudiger back because it was disrespectful.
Yeah, didn't he cry?
He cried.
Yeah,
he cried.
But that hamstring injury was serious because he only came back the other day.
Yeah, he had to have the surgery.
Damn, like Reece James probably needs to do. But anyway,
he's already had the surgery.
Oh, he already had it.
Yeah.
When's he coming back? People are saying that he'll be back for the end of the season.
Yeah, I think he's due to be back in March.
And he's not coming back in March.
April, end of the season.
After a surgery, no way.
Have you ever seen pictures or videos of him running on grass yet?
Yeah, he actually put a picture the other day of him with his boots.
He needs to relax.
With the boots?
Him doing the running on the grass? No, as in like the grass and the boots.
He needs to relax. Maybe he was just there to watch them train. He needs to relax. Reece James, please take your time
for recovery.
He was
at Super Bowl the other day.
Good. That's what he should be doing. Relaxing.
I would put Gundogan in that conversation because that run of form that he has... No, I don't say ahead, like just in the conversation, because that run of form that he
has. Last season, even the game against Villa, he won them the league.
Season before. When it's go time for City, he was always there.
I wonder if he'll be there for Barcelona midweek.
Maybe. We put Rodri in these conversations. Let's talk about the era right now. He's definitely up there.
Salah?
Yeah, you can put Salah in there.
Except for his shoulder pops against Real Madrid.
But even the Champions League final against Tottenham, he wasn't that good. He just scored the penalty.
But nobody was that good in that game.
That game was dire.
Nobody was that good.
Like, never ever do I want to see an all-English Champions League final again.
No, that's not true. Just not one with Tottenham.
Just not with Tottenham.
This wouldn't have happened if we didn't have Harry Kane dragging his ankle behind him. So
I've got more of Lucas Moura.
The man scored one hat-trick on the bench. Yeah.
Lucas Moura should have started that game, and I'll live and die by that.
No.
We'll Who see. Else is a big game player? Would you put Rashford in that conversation?
Huh?
Sterling.
He scored against Tottenham. He scored twice against City.
For England, yes.
He's for Chelsea right now. He's not bad. He can hang.
But why? But with Rashford though, he's bailed United out a lot of times.
Yeah, but we're saying big, like. Are we saying big games
in
relation to
Mbappe
their team?
On the head?
Boy, that game.
Okay, so
do you know that meme will live forever? That meme will live forever. Mbappe's head. Nah, that will live forever.
Do you know what I think is a really good big game player, even though he won't get the goals, but the performances that he put in? Bernardo Silva in a big game will always be there.
That game, do you know, I think it was Man City players, Liverpool, when he ran like 15 kilometres or whatever it was.
When he was playing fullback.
One of the best individual performances I've ever seen of a City player.
Trent is a big game player.
Somewhat.
I will never ever forget the Barcelona. Champions League Barcelona. The corner that he took, that has high IQ to be able to execute that corner.
Origi was always a big game player at one point. Didn't he score like in that game in the Champions League final?
Origi, Liverpool fans will tell you he's a big game player.
He won the derby for them, and I think that was the
Everton
point.
Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a big game player.
Origi.
Origi can hang, man.
He can hang, man.
Who else? Who else is a big in this generation?
Mm. Are we talking just Prem or?
All over.
Vinicius? Oh, Vinicius Jr. and Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Especially
Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Sometimes he doesn't do too much in La Liga, but his
when he hears that Champions League anthem, yeah.
Something clicks in his head.
No. When he played done to Chelsea was
not
nasty.
Even just Chelsea, Man City. What he did for against Man City was disgusting too. Like Rodrigo, big game player.
I'll put
Modric as well. Modric
for the Benzema for the season where he kept getting him out of jail.
I thought you were going to say Modric as well.
No, Modric.
Oh, Luka Modric.
I thought you said Modric.
Do you know? I keep getting them mixed up in my.
Do you know who else I think is a good game player, even though he doesn't get the GA? Kingsley Coman.
Yeah.
Okay. Because even the World Cup final, he changed that game for France. If Dembele was on that pitch, Argentina would win that game in regulation times.
That is so true. Everyone only talks about Mbappe in that final, but
Koeman
you're right.
Was the game changer.
You are so right.
Mbappe's on the move.
I don't think anyone cares at this point.
Well, I'm tired. We're over
I'm like, please.
Until he's holding up that shirt, man.
Yeah.
Like,
but the thing is, I've just lost interest. Like, how many times are you going to try and leave the same club?
It's like a Griezmann I'm with over the decision. It, remember when he had that video?
That's another big game player, actually.
Griezmann.
Yeah. Antoine Griezmann.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Antoine. Huh?
What?
Why did you make your face?
No, I didn't make a face.
Did
what
you
the
did?
Hell?
He did.
Oh God!
Oh. And something lastly, else to speak to. Lautaro Martinez.
But how is it? He's such a big game player at club level, but for Argentina, he does.
I feel like it hasn't. In the World Cup, it didn't translate very well. But in Copa America, he's very good. Even though he didn't get the goals and assists, the role that he played, Di Maria is a massive big game player. Yeah. Absolutely. Champions League. Oh my God, that guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if we
definitely.
Go a bit further back, Gareth Bale. No one can chat to me about that.
Yeah,
his
big gameplay.
His final collection. Big. Man.
If we're going that far back, then Neymar and Hazard also get mentions.
Hazard
for Chelsea in the league.
Okay,
and the league, Europa League final.
And Europa League.
Okay.
Okay. Kante.
I was about to say Kante.
Kante.
He doesn't get to score
the
goals.
Fuck up. But some people don't put him in their top 10 midfielders. That's crazy. Anyway,
he was in my top 10.
I wasn't talking about you. You're talking about Ella.
Oh yeah, that lady.
That lady.
That lady.
You know she's gonna listen to this.
That lady.
Sorry,
Ella. Apologies if you are offended. Anyway, that is the end of the show, guys. If you have any more big game players that we may have forgotten, please do drop it in the comments. Drop it in the comments on YouTube, drop it in the comments on Instagram, or just DM us and let us know that we've missed somebody out. But for this week, it's been a lot to talk about. I think we've covered everything that we possibly could. If you missed anything out, again, the comments are there for you. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, at GoldDiggersUK on Twitter, at GoldDiggersUK _ on Instagram, at GoldDiggersUK on TikTok. Make sure you follow us all individually as well. And yeah, we hope you have a blessed week and we'll see you next week. Bye, guys. Actually, we might not see you next week because we might be at the Carabao Cup final. Are you going, teams?
Wow. I don't know if I want to talk about my whereabouts.
See you next week, guys!
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.